A Christian leader sits with a woman named Rebecca after a small group meeting. Rebecca says, "I know God forgives me, but I still wake up every morning hearing the same sentence in my head, 'You ruined everything.'" The leader could rush in and say, "Don't think that way, be thankful." But that would not be wise ministry. Christian gratitude discernment helps leaders slow down. Gratitude attitude is not pretending thoughts do not matter. It is helping someone bring their thoughts before God. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." The renewed mind is not a mind that never struggles. It is a mind being reshaped by God's truth, mercy, and hope. In ministry, many people interpret life through accusation. They may think, "I am always the problem," or "Nothing good ever lasts," or "God must be disappointed in me." These thoughts may come from sin, trauma, family patterns, regret, shame, disappointment, or spiritual attack. Ministry Sciences observes that the stories people tell about themselves deeply shape their emotions, choices, relationships, and resilience. Narrative approaches in counseling and coaching often help people notice the story they are living inside. The Bible goes deeper. Scripture does not merely help people write a better personal story. Scripture brings people into God's greater story of creation, fall, redemption, calling, growth, and resurrection hope. A leader might ask, "What sentence keeps repeating in your mind?" Then, does that sentence sound like accusation, truth, fear, shame, or conviction? Then, what might the gospel say to that sentence? What helps is patient discernment. What harms is arguing people out of their pain. A leader may say, "Let's not pretend the regret is not real, but let's also not let regret become your Lord. What mercy of God needs to be remembered here?" That is gratitude attitude. It is not shallow cheerfulness. It is a renewed mindset shaped by grace. The leader's goal is not to control the person's thoughts. The goal is to help the person notice the thought, test the thought, bring it before Scripture, receive mercy, and take one faithful next step. Christian gratitude discernment teaches us to ask, "What story is this person living inside right now, and how might God's truth gently meet them there?" The renewed mind learns to say, "This pain is real, but it is not the whole story. God's mercy is real too."